Let's go over some very quick reminders before moving on to the substance use section. So the substance use questions are now embedded within the LA County DMH assessment documents. You can find these on page 7 for both the adult and child adolescent full assessment and page 6 for the adult reassessment and the child adolescent reassessment. Page 8 of the adult full assessment and page 7 of the child adolescent full assessment also include an assessment or additional information section to provide further information that may not have been captured by the screening questions and/or to elaborate on any positive screenings. Also note that as of February 19, 2018, we did provide a training to all staff notifying them that the following forms are no longer required documents per LA County DMH. First, you have the 659 form, which you know as the COJAC or the Co-Occurring Joint Action Council Screening Instrument, which is no longer a required document. Then you have the MH633, which is the Supplemental Co-Occurring Disorder Assessment, which is optional. The MH553, Child Adolescent Supplemental Co-Occurring Disorder Assessment, which is also optional. And then you have the MH554. This is the Co-Occurring Substance Use Parent Caregiver Questionnaire. This particular form may still be used according to page 7 of the new Child Adolescent Full Assessment, but again, this form is optional. Per LA County DMH, additional screening tools utilized are optional, and the following forms that are marked here as optional will be available in Welligent to utilize when assessing clients for substance use during the course of treatment outside of your initial assessment and reassessment.